I grew up in Butte, so I knew a little bit about him, and I watched him perform at Naranchi Stadium. But I went to work for him, and in 1978, I moved back from Missoula when they did just started gambling in the early 70s here. So I opened a card table up at the Red Rooster. But I was gone out of town, and Evil and a couple of his buddies come in, and they we had like a 3-6 game going on. So they got all this money out, and they said, no, we're gonna play no limit game and everything. So Miguel was dealing for him, my girlfriend, Lorene Hanley. She said, no, unless everybody agrees, we can't do it. So they called her, Evil and her got into it, verbal confrontation, everything, and had it out. You know, he had quite a mouth on him when he got going. So I called home, and I said, how's everything going? She said, not very good. Knievel was in here and raised a bunch of hell. The game's closed till you get home. So I come home and get on a Sunday night, and I walk in the Red Rooster, and who's sitting there but Evil and his wife Linda and his grandmother, which he called his mother. So I confronted him. I said, hey, you know, you got the whole world to make a living. I make mine on that table. I said, you know, you're the big guy, Evil Knievel and everything, but let's go outside. You're probably going to kill me, but I'm going to get a few in. Let's go. He said, hey, Jim, I'm going to take my wife, my mother home. I'll be right back. I said, all right. So I don't see him for about 10 days. He walks in. He goes, hey, Jim, I need to talk to you. I said, yeah, what's up? He said, I've been all over town looking for somebody to kick the shit out of you. Nobody wants the job. They're all scared of you and your brothers. I guess we got to be friends. He says, by the way, you want to go to work for me? He said, I said, well, yeah. He said, I'll pay you $1,000 a week. You only got to work half a day. I don't give a shit if it's the first half or the second half. Just half a day's work. He said, by the way, I got some guys coming in to meet me tonight. We're going to Australia next year. After the first, this was in 1978. So he said, we're going to get the equipment and everything ready to put on the boat to ship to Australia. So these guys came and met that night. So, yeah, next thing I was working for him.